Hey everybody, Paul Boyer here for the Mad Money Machine Show 165 for the end of August 2009. Thanks for joining me again. I think in September we'll start digging a little bit more deeply into the investing topic that this show is really supposed to be about. I know one guy out at drop.io said, "Hey, I'm going to stop listening to your show. You're not talking about investing anymore." Well, it's sort of a summer break, I guess. And by the way, if you're a passive investor, how much in thinking about investing do you have to do anyway? Well, we'll talk about investing a little bit, but I got some other stuff to talk about today, too. It's all fun and games until someone gets their eye poked out. Said it once along the way. It's all fun and games until someone gets their eye poked out. That's the way it feels like in the stock market to me now. It was all fun and games back in 2006, 2007. Market going up just about every day. Hey, my market and my stock went up more than your stock. You're losing out, you know. And then the big crash came in 2008. But since March 9th of 2009, vaulting higher. Is it another bear market rally? Or is this really the stock market taking in the true economic revival that's happening in this country and across the globe? It's hard to see signs of real economic revival, isn't it? I mean, are foreclosures lessening? Is credit getting looser? Are there more companies opening up? Are retailers doing better? Are there more increased car sales? Is there anything that's going really good these days? And why does the stock market go straight up? I mean, it's just not intuitive at all. I don't understand it. And since it is so difficult to understand, let's turn to the place that a lot of people seem to want to turn to, and that is the gurus. Yes, it's been a long time since we've played a round of the world's favorite game, Guru Roulette. I've replaced the numbers on a roulette wheel with the names of investment gurus. I'll spin the wheel and roll the marble, and for the selected guru, give you a little background on their investment philosophy. So here we go! And the winner this time on Mad Men Machine Show 165 is... Elliot Spitzer! Elliot Lawrence Spitzer, born June 10th, 1959. Happy 50th birthday, Elliot Spitzer. Is an American lawyer and former politician of the Democratic Party. He served as governor of New York from January 2007 until his resignation in March 17, 2008, in the wake of the exposure of his involvement in a high-priced prostitution ring. Prior to being elected governor, Spitzer served as the New York State Attorney General. And as it so happens, Elliot Spitzer is a good friend of Jim Cramer. Yeah, they were college buddies, and apparently there's a photo of the two or three of them, another friend of theirs, all together in one of these carnival photo booths back in the college days, yucking it up as good old boys. Well, Elliot Spitzer now has an article out at Slate Magazine entitled, "Still a Chump's Game. Is the stock market safe again for the small investor?" He asks and answers, not by a long shot. One of America's great accomplishments in the last half century was the so-called democratization of the financial markets. No longer just for the upper crust, investing became a way for the burgeoning middle class to accumulate wealth. Mutual funds exploded in size and number, 401k plans made savings and investing easy, and the excitement of participating in the growth of our economy gripped an ever larger percentage of the population. Despite a backdrop of doubters, those who knowingly asserted that outperforming the average was an impossibility for the small investor, there was a growing consensus that the rules were sufficient to protect the mom-and-pop investor from the sharks that swam in the water. And he goes on and on. He says, let's take a quick rundown through the scandals. Analysts at major investment banks promote stocks they know to be worthless, misleading the investors who rely on their advice, yet helping their investment banking colleagues generate fees and woo clients. Next up, ratings agencies slap AAA ratings on debt they know to be dicey in order to appease the issuers who happen to pay the fees of their agencies, violating the rating agency's duty to provide the marketplace with honest evaluations. Next one. Executives receive outsized and grotesque compensation packages, the result of the perverted recommendations of compensation consultants whose other businesses depend on the goodwill of the very CEOs that pay they are opining upon, thus violating the consultant's duty to the shareholders of the companies for whom they are supposedly working. And the next one. Mutual funds charge exorbitant fees that investors have to absorb, fees that dramatically reduce any possibility of outperforming the market, and that are set by captive boards of captive management companies, not one of which has been replaced for inadequate performance, violating their duty to guard the interests of the fund investors for whom they supposedly work. Next one is, high-speed trading produces not only the reality of a two-tiered market, but also the probability of front-running. That is, illegally trading on information not yet widely known. That eats into the possible profits of the retail clients supposedly being served by these very same players, violating the obligation of the banks to get their clients' best execution without stepping between their customers and the best available price. And the last one in Elliot Spitzer's list, AIG is bailed out, costing taxpayers tens of billions of dollars, even though, as we later learned, the big guys knew that AIG was going down and were able to hedge and cover their position. Smaller investors left holding the stock, and all of us are left picking up the tab. Elliot Spitzer's concluding remarks are basically that the unifying theme is apparent. Access to information and advice, the very lifeblood of a level playing field, is not where it needs to be. The small investor still doesn't have a fair shot. While there have been case-specific remedies, the aggregate effect of all of the scandals is still to deny the market the most essential of ingredients, the presumption of integrity. Congratulations, Elliot Spitzer, you're the guru on Mad Men Machine Show 165. Kind of reminds me of what Bill Gross, the bond king out at PIMCO, said earlier this year. He said, the system is rigged. It's difficult for the average investor to even conceptualize what we're talking about. For this reason, I think financial advisors are still worthwhile, but the average investor can no longer pay them what they felt they were worth. You should find someone who isn't overpromising or overcharging. Let's pull something out of the Mad Money Machine tool crib. Well, a lot of municipalities and localities are getting into sort of a cash crunch with tax receipts going down. So what's a good way to bring in some more money? Pull you over for speeding. And if you don't want to be one of those pulled over for speeding, you need this next iPhone application. It's called Trapster. Yes, it's free and it's available for the iPhone. Download Trapster and plug your iPhone into your car's cigarette lighter, because you'll need the juice, as this GPS device tracks where you are and how close you are to speed traps, red light cameras, speeding cameras, and other various money collection schemes. Well, I have loaded Trapster on my iPhone, and what's amazing about it is that it's real live police trap information, because there's a button there. As you're driving down the highway, you can click a button that says report enforcement point. In other words, you see a police officer by the side of the road pointing his radar gun at you. Report it. That will get logged in the Trapster database, and that will then get alerted to any other driver using Trapster at the same location down the highway. And of course, one good turn deserves another, so you're hoping other people do the same for you. And in fact, when you're driving down the highway, you will often get alerts that come up in Trapster telling you, live enforcement point ahead, or police often hide here, or red light camera ahead, or speed camera ahead. So these can be helpful little things on your iPhone. Download it. It's free. Help out the community. And unfortunately, the municipalities and localities will have to find another way to fatten their coffers. That's our tool in the crib this time. Trapster for the iPhone. And like other tools I've given you so far, it's free. I want to give you another tool in the crib that, I guess there's a free version of this one and a not-so-free version. But if you're a golfer, and I've been doing lots of golfing this summer, lots and lots and lots of golfing this summer. Well, if you are a golfer, you need to have your iPhone in your pocket while you're golfing, and you need to have a copy of Golf Shot in your pocket. There's a 99-cent version, which just keeps your score and statistics. And then there is the $29.99 version, which basically replaces SkyCaddy, the $250 gizmo that you could buy that does the same thing. Yes, Golf Shot is the all-in-one wonder for your iPhone. So what this does is, as you're golfing, let's say you finish the first hole. You you press your name, you press the button that has your name on it. Let me back up and first say that before you go to the course, or as you're at the course, you say start a new round. And it'll know where you are based on GPS, and it'll list the golf courses that are near you, and hopefully it'll list right at the top the golf course you're standing on at the moment. You tap that, you tell it what tee you're on, you tell it what buddies you're with, and so forth. You can enter your handicap and various things. And then as you finish the first hole, you tap your name, you tell it what score you took on the hole, just a simple entry there, one of these rotating wheels. It'll come up by default as par, as it should. So you'll click the number, and then you'll indicate how many putts you took on that hole, and you press done. And then the next window, the next screen that comes up, asks you what club did you use from the tee on that hole. Did you use driver? You know, you'll have all the list of your clubs. You can customize the clubs that you've taken to that course on that day. Let's assume you hit driver, and then you can tell it whether you hit the driver into the center of the fairway, to the right, to the left, long or short. And then were there any sand shots involved or any penalty strokes involved on that hole. Now, as you complete your round of 18 holes, at the end, it will email you a scorecard, including all of the statistics, all of the fairways hit, all the greens in regulation that you obtained, the number of putts that you took, and then also the scores of the playing companions, if you kept them there. So, Golf Shot GPS is $29.99. Golf Shot, the cheapy scorecard version, is just 99 cents, I think. If not, it's a couple bucks, maybe $3. That's the second tool I've given you on show Mad Bum Machine Show 165. And unlike most of the tools I've given you so far, it's not free. So let's say you own a car wash. Just for an example, you're the owner of a car wash and you need to hire some employees. The first candidate comes into your office. And you say to the candidate, I'm willing to hire you to help wash cars for $1 an hour. And you show him the dollar. And you open up your hand. And the dollar, it's a United States dollar coin, but it was minted in 1922. It says $1 on it, but it was minted in 1922. Are you with me? Now, the employee can look down at that, and they can say, yes, I'll work for a dollar. Or no, I won't work for that dollar. And Let's say that they decide, yes, I'll work for you for that dollar an hour. And so a day comes when they come to work for you. They work 8 hours washing cars, drying cars. And when it's time for them to collect their earnings, you reach back into the safe and you pull out 8 of these dollar coins from 1922, 1923. Mm-hmm. So why would they do something like that? Well, because when it comes around to tax time, on the tax form when they ask you, how much did you make? You can write down $8. Well, it just so happens there was a guy somewhere, some way, I'll probably have a link to it. He had this same sort of scheme. He paid his employees in gold and silver coins. You see, the 1922 and 23 coins are pure silver. And while it may say a dollar on the coin, the actual metal value, the silver content value, is somewhere around 12, 13, maybe higher than that, dollars, if you were to sell it on eBay or someplace. So this guy was doing that. He was paying his employees the face value on the coins. If they did some extraordinary work for them, he might give them $50. One of these $50 gold pieces, which I guess is an ounce of gold, which is market value is about $950, give or take. Well, of course, the powers that be kind of caught on to that. And they thought, no, you can't do that. He was convicted and he's, I guess, found guilty. And the article says he's eligible for some 200 some years in prison because of this scheme. It reminds me of this commercial that I saw all the time in the 1970s.
And Goldilocks said, who's been eating my porridge?
Mother Nature, was this on the porridge?
Yes, lots of my delicious butter.
That's chiffon margarine, not butter.
Margarine? Oh, no. It's too sweet, too creamy.
Chiffon so delicious it fooled even you, Mother Nature.
Oh, it's not nice to fool Mother Nature.
If you think it's butter, but it's not, it's chiffon.
Yeah, chiffon margarine. What is it, a stick of partially hydrogenated vegetable oil? How dumb were we? And how dumb are we still? Well, when we were in Myrtle Beach, standing in front of the Hard Rock Cafe, there was a cover band out on the stage in front. I think it was called Coastline from North Carolina. And they were playing this song from 1995, Danny O'Keefe, from his album The Day Today. And his song, Along for the Ride. Hope you enjoy it.
I had a 56 T-Bird when I was king of the highway, trying to make it look fast and easy, and dreaming of doing it my way. Let's put the top down, baby, feel the wind in our hair. We were too we
the ride, Danny O'Keefe. For us, that was one of those serendipitous moments. Outside, beautiful weather, cool of the evening, or warm of the evening in Myrtle Beach, I guess. In front of the beautiful Hard Rock Cafe restaurant up on stage, listening to the band. Can I play a little bit of the way we heard it? Recorded on my iPhone. It's a little bit crappy recording, but this is what we heard that day.
And it's kind of like coming back home when the band first started up full time, ladies and gentlemen. Started out here when the band first started, and we were a house band in a place called the Beach Music Cafe right down here on Broadway the Beach. And it's like coming full circle, coming out here playing the stage, y'all. And here I am, you know, started going out when I was like 21, and damn, so many years later, in my old age of 28, it's so good to be here, y'all. Yeah, one of the big songs we recorded, ladies and gentlemen, shortly after departing and hitting the road, a little thing off the Against All Flags CD. A lot of these songs, y'all don't know, they're the band good, but I ain't never heard of none of these songs before. Come up a card in the air crowd, people be somebody. And everybody, how many of y'all got all the Coastline CDs? Put your hands in there. Good, only a little bit. That means we're gonna make some money off the red of y'all butt today. Everybody come over and see Cornbread sometime. Everybody say, hey, Cornbread. And Cornbread done entered the modern day, ladies and gentlemen. He does accept credit cards for all the people that ain't got no cash on. Go over there and see the man, ladies and gentlemen. Right after the Against All Flags CD, going out to all the fellas that loved that girl in high school. And the only thing she cared about was your car.
Is a little bit rough. I mean, what do you expect from recording on the iPhone after all? But well, that was a moment that we enjoyed, and that was band was named Coastline, like I said, from North Carolina, and they're not ashamed to plug their own albums right there on the stage. Let's update something now that I haven't talked about in a long time, and that is the Portfolio Smackdown. Last year we were really interested in looking at the lazy portfolios. I had lazy portfolios from the professionals and lazy portfolios from you, the amateur, in an entry contest. Well, let's just go through the professional lazy portfolios. They are listed out at madmoneymachine.com/portfolios, or you can find it on a tab there. From the beginning of 2009 until August 21st, last Friday, how have stocks done in general? How have these lazy portfolios done? And if you've been following it, you know they've done pretty well. In fact, since the beginning of the year, the IFA Index Portfolio 100, bright red, the most risky of their portfolios out there, is up some 28%. I've got it at 27.3, but their website says 28.07. Ah, what's a percentage or two among friends? And the next one in my list is the Mad Money Machine Smiler Funds. Smiler being small cap, micro cap, international, large cap, emerging market, and REITs that I put together. And that's at 24.8%. The MMM Do-It-Yourself portfolio is 23.8%. Teda Ronson's Lazy Portfolio up 23% year-to-date. Merriman Vanguard Equity up 22% year-to-date. Jim Lowell's Sowers Growth Portfolio up 21%. Madman Machine Do-It-Yourself Portfolio ETFs 20% gain. Let's look at some other significant ones. The Scott Burns Six Ways from Sunday portfolio that adds energy and precious metals is up 15% year-to-date. Harry Brown Permanent Portfolio is up 1.5% year-to-date. Of course, last year was a good year for the Harry Brown Permanent Portfolio in not losing you money. So once again, Harry Brown Permanent Portfolio does not lose you money again in 2009. One more, let's pull out of here. How about the William Bernstein Basic No-Brainer Portfolio up 13.6%. I'll have all of these out at madmoneymachine.com/portfolios. I want to thank you for joining me again this week. This is Paul Boyer saying it takes money to make money. And it takes not fooling Mother Nature to make a Mad Money Machine. I will see you in September for another episode of Mad Money Machine. And like I said, I think we're going to start getting a little bit more back into investments just in time for the fall crisis to come. So stay alert, stay aware, and stay invested. We'll see you in a couple weeks or so.